upon Emulate This.
Coming up on Season 3, Episode 14 of the Emulate This podcast,
we answer some listener emails and talk a little Red Dead 2.
Why can't they make a good movie based on a video game?
And later, we have a discussion on Mega Man 3.
And for more from the Emulate This podcast, check out our website, emulatethis.net. Go to our Facebook, Emulate This, or Twitter, at Emulate This. All right, let's start the show. Gentlemen, how you doing? Eric, what's up?
Not much, man. Feeling good.
Yeah, so am I. Rory.
I feel like I just saw you assholes. I feel like we're taping quite a bit now.
We are. We're on a roll right now.
We're on a roll.
Hey, damn right we are. Mike, what's up?
Yeah.
There's Mike. We have a good show.
Do we?
Yeah, we're going to talk Mega Man 3 later on.
By popular demand.
Mega Man 3.
Yeah, do we have a listener write in for this one or what?
No.
Is that just...
It's just...
It's us.
It needed to be done.
We have to do a Mega Man game every season.
That's right.
It's obviously...
It's season three, Mega Man 3.
It is the definition of an epic game, Mega Man 3.
Yes.
It's great. I mean, I don't like it. Well, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
We'll get to it. We're also going to
talk... Don't say I don't like it in Mega Man 3 in the same fucking sentence.
I didn't finish. I mean, yeah, as much as two.
Yeah.
Or possibly one.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're fucked.
But we'll get to that later on.
Oh, wow.
All right.
We're also going to talk about why can't they come out? Why can't they come out with a good movie based on a game?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Why are video games and movies seemingly incongruent? Why do they always blow?
Uh-huh.
How is that possible? How do they keep fucking it up? It's a good topic.
The other way too. Aren't we doing it the other way? What game would you like to see made into a movie?
Yeah,
we can talk about that.
We could also talk about that, but
because I have a couple.
They seem to be.
Oh, somebody's popular.
Excuse me. Sorry about that. I turned the volume
down. Incubus right there.
What a dated song. That's amazing.
Wow.
My late high school years just called.
That's right. Incubus.
When we get there, we're going to fly so far.
That's amazing. 12th grade is calling. Thanks.
Good shit.
I love that album.
Take a message.
Oh, every song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hit me on my beeper.
Remember when Incubus was like fucking intense?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Before they sold out the fucking mainstream fucking bullshit.
It's a shame. Cause like when Make Yourself came out, it was like, all right, like this is cool. I like where they're going. And then like they put out the other album and it was like
Morning View, right?
Yeah. Morning View.
I remember the first time I heard that one song and
I heard the lyrics
and I heard, I dig my toes into the sand or whatever. And I was like, oh my God, here we go. Matter of fact, the first time I heard that song, we were at a concert, La Trobe.
Yes. Great time.
Right after Make Yourself, when that album, you know,
Morning View came out.
Yeah.
Or was coming out.
Yeah.
The first time, I didn't go to La Trobe. I think I was away.
Like I was like 01?
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't remember the year. I wanted to go to La Trobe. I think it was the Pilots too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was a great lineup. Deftones, Pilots, Stained, when Stained was decent.
The first time I saw Incubus, they were the first act, I believe, on the second stage of Ozfest.
Okay.
That's how small they were.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were the first. They played maybe 12:30.
So it was like 96 probably or something.
I don't remember the year. Yeah, I remember they were the first act of the second stage. That's how small potatoes they were.
Because I think Science was 99.
No, it was like 96.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think maybe 96.
I thought they were good too. I was like, even for an outdoor show, I thought they were pretty interesting.
But Science wasn't mainstream. It was Make Yourself that went mainstream.
That stupid song, Drive.
Yeah, but you never heard Incubus on the radio. Science,
No.
Enjoy Fungus Among Us. You never heard them on the radio.
No, they got great songs on that album. New Skin, Vitamins.
Straight throughout.
Redefine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Idiot Box.
Oh.
Great song.
Yeah.
Good song. Certain Shade of Green.
Yeah. And Make Yourself was good.
What else is there?
Magic Just Medicine. Just name every song on the album. Yeah.
Nebula.
That hippo was fat. Fat.
I still have an Incubus shirt, a Science shirt.
Do you?
So that shirt's, how old is that? Well over 20.
How much ink is left on it? Is it pretty much all worn away?
It has holes and stuff in it.
Nice.
Yeah. But I can't throw it out. It's one of those shows, shirts I can't throw out.
No, don't throw it.
Do you guys have those shirts where you've had them forever and you can't throw them out?
I couldn't think of a shirt from 20 years ago.
I have a Churchville Elementary School 1994 shirt.
Damn. Wow.
Look at you.
And it's like an extra, it's for kids and it's like an extra, extra large.
Huh.
And so now it fits me. It fits me normally.
Nice.
Wow.
They list the whole class on the back of the shirt.
Oh, really?
I'm vintage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, we didn't have to, fake
milestones. I graduated elementary school. Thank you. It wasn't easy.
That's right. Let's get to the mailbag.
When you control the mail, you control information.
So emulate this mailbag.
All right, it's time for the mailbag once again. This time, they're not going to be emails. We're going to Facebook.
What?
Yeah, man. See, I suck at social media.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do.
Among other things.
I'm really bad.
Rory's hilarious.
I buy my shirts too large and then I wait to grow into them.
I didn't buy them. They were given to me. It just so happened to be extra, extra large.
I'm very smart. I plan for the future.
We gotta get into the Facebook message group. I went in there the other day and I saw that there were messages from June.
Oh, wow!
So they're kind of dated at this point. If you wrote and we didn't answer, write again. We're gonna get better at this. I'm gonna get better at this. So we're gonna dip into the Facebook world right now. And Ryan's gonna read one of them.
June, okay, Ryan. What a dick!
Seriously, just fucking let it go. It's over.
What a
no! This message is not from June.
Shame. Oh,
this
shame.
Message is from this shame. Message is from a couple weeks ago.
Oh, shame. Okay. Shame. Shut up, Rory.
Should we do the guy's first and last name or just first? What do you want to do here?
Let's stick with just first.
Call him out. All right. His name is Brian. He's a new listener to the show.
From June.
And he says, I love it. Started at the beginning about 2 weeks ago. Currently listening to season one, episode 36. Which one was that?
Fucking find out.
Man, is that Batman?
How many shows have we done total now? 150?
90.
90?
Yeah. 90. Damn.
At all? I feel like we've done 150.
Man, we need 90 to, seems like a lot.
Yeah, we need to like stop.
Yeah,
no. We gotta keep it going. The listeners
aren't they tired of us? I'd be tired. I'm tired of us.
Yes,
I'm tired of us.
I mean, I hate my life.
That's right.
He says, I've been a gamer since 1978 and still have almost all my systems. I love the ease of emulators. Four kids. 7, 8, and 10, and 12 all play the Pi and love it.
Good.
Look at that.
Start them on the early shit, the hard shit.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
He says, anyway, I'm about a year behind on the episodes and I have a question for Rory. Where is a good site to go for ROMs? I want to get into Neo Geo and apparently MU Paradise no longer hosts ROMs.
Mm. Yeah, I addressed this, I think, like 7 or 8 shows in the past. I mean, he probably got the answer already, but my preferred place is Edge Emulation.
Okay. Are they still
EDG? Yeah, they're still great. They have no waiting. I mean, I use AdBlock, so I don't see any ads, even if they even have ads. They have quite a robust selection of all the consoles, mm-hmm. even obscure ones that I'll probably never play.
Yeah,
they have a great arcade selection. A French site that I use once in a while is called I'm blanking on this one. Shit. Yeah, I can't remember the name of it.
Mm.
It's a good French site. Okay. If you can deal with the basic French. You know, like download is some other word.
He's only on episode 36 of season one, but we did talk about the ROMs and MU Paradise.
Okay, right.
That was this, I think it was this season.
He might have got caught up, but I don't know. But yeah,
weeks ago.
I prefer Edge Emulation. You know, it's a great site.
Yeah.
All right.
That's where I go if I need something first.
What was it called again?
Edge.
EDGE. All right. Is that the French one?
No. I can't remember the name of the French one off the top of my head.
All right. All right. He goes, not sure if you've ever played the game Shadowgate for the NES or not, but it's my favorite cart. Point and click dungeon puzzle game is how I describe it. Graphics aren't half bad and the music is pretty annoying, but it's my go-to. Keep up the awesome work. That's Brian.
If I remember correctly, that is an incredibly cryptic game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, it's almost like Princess Tamina and the Salad Kingdom. It's like point and click, but first person.
Yeah.
My pop filter.
Desk pop.
I don't know if we'll ever, I think that's the type of game that Eric will just like kill himself.
Yeah.
He won't be able to handle it.
Yeah.
We gotta review Princess Tomato first. That game's ridiculous.
I feel like we need a special guest star for Princess Tomato and the Salad Kingdom.
Oh yeah.
Sounds like that game should be on the shitty game
It's not.
I've heard it's actually very good. Yeah, if you could stomach those types of games.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Mm.
I think it is that really tedious, like you're just clicking a bunch of shit.
All right. Are we gonna give Brian a nickname? We haven't done nicknames in a while, so we gotta give him a nickname.
Mm. Yeah, I miss the nicknames.
Mm. All right, so he brought up, I'm looking at it, Shadowgate.
Shadowgate, he's a little in the past.
No more fucking Back to the Future. We've done too many Back to the Future references.
He's working through the backlog. Biff. So maybe he's
brought up Neo Geo.
All right, I'm going to talk this, Eric. This is going out to you. Ready?
Okay.
You're going to get this one. You're going to like this. There's a Fallout connection in here, but it's good. You're going to like it.
All right.
He's the Mysterious Stranger.
The Mysterious Stranger.
Stranger.
I don't even know what it means, but I like it.
In Fallout, the Mysterious Stranger, one of the perks you can get every level is the Mysterious Stranger, where a guy in a trench coat, like in like a 40s era noir kind of film, out of nowhere, that has no backstory, just shows up and fires a magnum at a bad guy you're shooting. And then they play this theme song. Like, it has this jingle. It's like, da-da-da-da. And he like shows out of nowhere, goes bang. And then like he disappears.
Great nickname.
He's the Mysterious Stranger.
I love it. You're right. I love it.
All right. We'll go with that. Let's get to our next one.
I'm going to read this one because so he says, hey guys, I would like to get a RetroPie system that includes the Sega Dreamcast and MAME among the usual 8 and 16-bit classics. Where would you recommend I get one? I see a lot of on eBay, but I don't want to be ripped off. This is from Rodney on Facebook.
Mm.
Rodney the Family Man?
I don't know.
I believe his name is, because there are not a lot of Rodneys.
There aren't many at all.
No, I think it's the Family Man.
Okay.
Okay.
I believe it's the Family Man. If this is not the Family Man, then write in and we'll give you a new name.
Okay.
Oh, it is Family Guy.
Oh, there you go.
How about it?
Rodney the Family Guy.
All right.
So he's asking for emulation for the Dreamcast or Dreamcast itself?
He is asking for, he says, I would like to get a RetroPie system that includes Sega Dreamcast and MAME among the 8 and 16. Well, can't you just kind of customize that yourself?
Well, yeah, the MAME itself is compatible depending on the version and the ROM set that you're using. You can use, we use MAME.78. Which has some problems with like the Midway games like Rampage or Spy Hunter 1 and 2. But there are other ones like you can use MAME. I think it's Advanced MAME.94. Those games work, but you need a keyboard because it doesn't have full integration into the RetroPie.
Yeah.
So MAME isn't really an issue like that. That's there. The Dreamcast is its own problem. Like the Dreamcast.
Oh, you're always saying it's like wonky.
The Dreamcast is one of those systems that, yes, it will boot games, but they'll degrade. There's like a known memory leak with the Dreamcast where like the games get slower and slower and wonkier and wonkier. Like Marvel Capcom 2 is almost unplayable after 5 minutes.
Hmm.
And that's a great game for the Dreamcast. That's the first time I've ever played that game. I've never seen it in the arcade.
Hmm.
I think the emulator, the core is called ReiCast and you need a special BIOS for it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it plays well. I don't recommend it. Like I'd love to play Dreamcast on a Pi, but I don't think the Pi's strong enough to do it.
Mm.
But you can still burn games.
Now there are you can play, like I did the testing. Like I've tried to play like, again, Marvel Capcom 2 and Power Stone. They'll boot.
Yeah.
But they're just not playable. They're not playable. So like it's kind of shit. Like, you really want to play Dreamcast?
Right.
Get a
system.
I think you can get a Dreamcast and just burn the freaking disc images with,
they're pretty pricey.
Are they?
You think so?
I think they're like $150.
Wow.
$150.
I thought they were like,
well, maybe they've gone up and
when like
I got
50 bucks.
When I got one, they were $50.
Really?
I actually got my Dreamcast used.
When was that?
Now, this was probably 10 years ago though.
Well, there you go.
I got it used from a guy in South Philly. He came up to Northeast. He didn't want it. And it had 85 burned disc games with it. And I paid him $50. And I think I gave him $8 to take the train back home. Because he came up to see
it. Here you go, like some whore that you threw out of bed. Here's train fare, nice. you bitch.
He was willing to do it. He didn't want it.
Okay. You know what? I'm looking. It's like, it's like $80. They're $80 now.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I believe you have to have a model. Maybe it isn't true, but I have a Model 1. I vaguely remember with the actual Dreamcast hardware, you had to have a Model 1 because later revisions, I believe, they took out the ability to play discs from CDRs, like backup games. That might not be true anymore, or there's workarounds to it.
I don't know which one I have. I have my original.
You have one that can play it.
Yeah.
I know you do, because I gave you allegedly.
I still use it. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, I have a whole book full of burned Dreamcast.
Allegedly. You don't know. People are talking. So I don't recommend ReiCast. I don't like it at all. If you have a powerful enough PC, you could probably play the actual PC emulators for the Dreamcast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's like Saturn. I don't think it's at that time yet.
Right.
I just don't agree that it's really playable.
That was the Family Man.
Here. Family Man.
All right. Thanks for the emails. Well, they're not really emails. They're messages for Facebook.
Messages.
Right. Thanks for that. And those of you that wrote emails, we'll get to them too.
It's 6 to 8 months.
Maybe.
All right. It's time for the Odyssey. All right, top Eastern Road in Horsham, Pennsylvania.
I'm very good at writing people back, though.
Oh, yeah?
I do write people back.
Oh, really? Well, that's what's most important.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
that's cool.
Yeah, we can't verify that. That's fine, Mike.
Yeah. I'm not on Facebook. I'll just choose to
not. No. Right. Facebook, I don't do anything.
Oh, wow.
The emails
you write back.
They're all hanging.
I have a Twitter, but I don't really post anything. I forget.
I don't post. The show's got a Twitter, and it's me, and it's fucking nothing. I suck at it. I'm so bad.
Well, our links get posted. Our shows get posted.
Yeah, that's not me.
When I post the show. It does automatically. When I post the show, it automatically.
Webmaster built an interface where it like sends the feed over to the social media to give the illusion that we're active, but we're actually quite incompetent. Yes.
Yeah.
We're not social at all.
Well, I had a Twitter about a year ago and
I'm going to get better.
I got off and then I got back on Twitter a few months ago,
Sure.
I got to start posting stuff. You know, I've been lazy.
Well, sometimes you think I'll be playing a game and you're like, should I like say like, hey, I'm playing fucking Skyrim, then it's like, why? Why am I writing
nobody that? You second guess yourself because you read it again and you go, does anybody really give a fuck what I'm doing?
Absolutely,
right.
Yeah.
Because when I read other people's stuff, I go, I don't give a fuck. Like, and I like the people too, but it's like, I don't care. I don't fucking care. I don't need to see a picture of your fucking dinner, asshole. All right.
What I mean? That's so obnoxious.
Yeah.
I can't even do social media.
I like dinner. I don't like to look at pictures of dinner.
Right.
Well, is it a famous person's dinner? I don't give a shit about if you were making dinner.
I don't follow.
But if Danny DeVito showed me how he made, you know, fucking.
You would care?
Sausage and eggs or something.
Really?
I'm like, oh, look at that.
All right. When I first logged on to Twitter a couple months ago, I logged back on, right? So I started all over again. So I had no friends. And
so I have no friends.
I didn't know what to put. I'm like, well, I got to put something.
Friended you.
So I found, remember I said to squirrels when they leave food everywhere?
Of course. Yes.
So I found,
how could we forget?
I think it was a cookie, an Oreo that they left on the banister outside.
Right.
Uh-huh. I took a photo of it and that was the first thing I put on Twitter.
Oh yeah. How'd that
means do? It's going to be a good harvest next year.
Yeah. Nobody.
It's like, but you have no friends. Who's going to like
groundhog? Right, nobody saw shadow, yeah.
Well, you don't have any friends. Nobody's going to see it anyways. Why would you fucking post it to nobody? You literally posted it to yourself.
Right. No, but I thought it kind of just, you know, goes
out. You just mailed yourself a letter.
I thought it went out and then I deleted it because I figured nobody's looking at it. It's embarrassing if it's up
will
there
you
more
write
than a
back?
Week. A picture of a cookie. It was fucking embarrassing, Ryan, so I deleted it.
You like yourself?
Write yourself back.
I took it off.
He likes his own post. That's great.
Mike didn't like it. Wait, did the show become friends with me on there? Did you?
No, the show doesn't like you. The show's with you.
Really?
Let me check.
Just checking. I don't know.
I bet you it blocked you. I guarantee it blocked you.
Yeah.
Fuck this guy.
I did a retweet, you know, of the Earthworm Jim one. I put that on my Twitter.
Okay.
It's your piggyback.
But I only have like 8 friends.
Oh,
I'll gain more.
Oh,
if I get more friends, people, if you're listening,
I don't even know
I'll
how
start
to
posting.
Find this shit.
Huh?
I don't even know how to find like the.
See, that's the whole problem.
All right, who's playing one?
Too old to even figure it out.
Get the fucking Red Dead.
Rory, what have you been playing? Oh, go ahead, Ryan.
We'll talk a little bit about Red Dead.
Right. Yeah, you go first, Rory. Get it out of the way. Whatever it is.
I'm playing now the DLC. I told you I beat Dark Souls 2, the core game. I'm doing the DLC, and I got to tell you. I fucking hate this DLC.
Not impressed.
I typically find DLC to be garbage. I think it's filler material and it's like, we only have like, we finished our main project of the game and we have to do something for 2 months while they're working on other shit or like testing or tightening up stuff. So let's just do something bare bones so we can at least have a product to sell down the line. I don't normally like any DLC. I think DLC is chintzy. And this is not an exception at all. I feel like it's very slapdash. I'm doing the, after about maybe 12 hours, most of it through failures, I beat the Iron King, the Crown of the Iron King, which is the second of the 3 DLCs. And I picked it at random. I don't know anything about any of the DLCs in Dark Souls 2. People tout the Dark Souls 2 DLC to actually be the saving grace of Dark Souls. They say the core game is kind of poo-poo, but the DLC is a milestone in design and all this other stuff. I couldn't agree less.
Yeah.
I think the DLC is garbage. Yeah. I think I actually thought about quitting it a couple times, not just because of the difficulty, just because I don't think it's entertaining. I think it's a lot of it is shit.
Yeah, you know, I never played the DLC for Dark Souls 2. It was my first Souls game, so when I beat it, I was just like post-orgasm. And I was just like not ready for anything new. And like you said, they hide it. You have to go to a specific part of one of the maps to even get to it. And it just totally, I forgot all about it.
Yeah, it's not like it's its own world that's connected. Like you have to actually go to an unrelated part to get a key and then go back to a different unrelated part and then use the key to open a door to then get to a well that magically takes you to another one. Like it's actually very convoluted how you do it. The Crown of the Iron King is fire based and it has like a stacked level, which some people orgasm over. They're like, oh, the world is so interconnected. I don't give a fuck about the world being interconnected. That's not interesting to me. That doesn't matter to me. I play because I like the dueling. I like the in your face duels with Dark Souls and like the ability to change on the fly between like I'm magic or I'm strength or I'm a pyromancer or I'm a hybrid of something. And the people that made these, like they confuse difficulty and aggravation with an achievement. And I've like, it's tough to explain. You'll have to watch a speed run on YouTube of like the run, the boss run to get to some of the bosses. They're outrageous what they want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like to get to the smelter, the second smelter, which is a recycle boss. There's a blue magic smelter demon is the first boss.
Mm-hmm.
And the first fire one in the game is pretty tough. Now I beat him on my first try, but I'm a magic builder, and I was able to like, I was able to get away from him and not like have to deal with him face to face. But a magic guy against a magic guy, I have to use a weapon. So I actually had to switch my tactic and use a rapier. I had to like actually like duel this guy, a rapier.
That's hot.
A dueling sword, like a fencing sword.
Right.
And I had to beat him 100% physical as a magic user. I fought this guy probably 12, 15 times, just wrecking my shit.
Is that just the rule of the game? Why do you have to fight him as a
you can't use magic.
You can't use magic on a magic?
Yeah, because he's so magical. Like he has such a high resistance, and it sounds dumb. He has such a high resistance to magic that a magic spell wouldn't even hurt him.
Okay.
So you have to use like a physical because nobody's resistant to physical. So like I had to like fight him like 15 times, and the run to him is like you have to have two summons to just beat everybody back. Because you have to go through like maybe 25 people to fight your way to the goddamn boss.
Right.
And you hope that you're not wasting your life because you only get 12 recharges on your life or you have to use life gems and like there's poison and it's awful. And then I had to fight, the Fume Knight after that.
Oh, here he's a bitch.
The Fume Knight, it's my understanding that
this is the DLC you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's my understanding that the Fume Knight has killed more people in DLC than anyone. And I believe it. He's nuts. Like he's resistant to just about everything, including magic. If you're a wizard, DLC is not for you. Everybody has resistance to magic. Like it's kind of bullshit. Like I actually thought about re-rolling and changing my stats to be strength build. Actually, I had to grind for a little bit to equip a strong weapon.
Right.
Because like I couldn't hit him with magic. It was just not effective. It was only doing like 80 damage. Normally I could do like 600, 500. So I'm not hurting people at all.
Yeah.
And I don't have any strength because I'm a fucking wizard. I don't have any armor because I'm a fucking wizard because I can't hold anything.
What about him makes him so hard though, attacking wise? Oh, is he hard to get away from?
He is the thing about Dark Souls 2 that people say, and I now agree with, especially the DLC, is that the hitboxes and stuff are out of control. Like he'll hit you and there's no way that he hit you. Like you can see an inch between you and the weapon, but the game has like a sprite that's invisible to you that for the hitbox, and that invisible thing touched you and it took 3/4 of your health.
I couldn't play.
Half your health.
If that's the case, I'd be like, fuck this.
I fought the Fume Knight.
I'd be out. I'd be like, done.
I'm not even fucking with you. I fought the Fume Knight 45 times.
Really?
45 times and beat him. He's the toughest Dark Souls boss I've ever fought.
Say that again.
He's the toughest Dark Souls boss I've ever fought. Hands down. So far. Yeah. Hands down, he's the toughest. Tougher than the, what was the one in three? The Forsaken King? No, what is the Forgotten King? The one in the Dragon Eerie.
Unknown King, is it?
Nameless King.
That's it.
Harder than Nameless King. I fought that guy 5 times.
Wow.
I cannot. Well, I was really beefy in that one. But I'm pretty beefy in this one, and he's kicking the shit out of me.
Yeah.
He just hits you twice, and like he's programmed with you heal, he immediately rushes you and hits you, and you only take two hits and you're dead.
Right.
I actually had to get naked to have the highest roll.
He's beefy and naked, folks. I had to get, and he's not fucking around.
I had to get totally naked and then enchant with Crystal Soul Spear my rapier. And then finally, the last one quickly, there's another, like, another ridiculous run to fight Sir Alon, who's like a samurai.
Yeah.
And you have to, again, it's another gauntlet where you get two summons and you have to go through like 20 people, 15 people and not use all your Estus. And there's a lot of cheap shots of like fire lizards, like shooting bombs at you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then you get there and then this guy's a fucking another tank where like, if you go in there with summons, you're dead because you only hit him for a third of your strength.
Yeah.
So I had to actually level up and get a different weapon. And now I'm now using a plus 10 claymore and like slowly another like 8 minute fight of, I had to get naked. I had to, you know, dodge, mm-hmm. smack him one time. You can't get greedy. Then wait for him to whiff, then dodge and smack him. And he has another thing where like he'll skewer you. He like charges at you and skewers you. Mm-hmm. And you could be like all the way on his side or behind him. And the way the hitboxes are fucked up is it still grabs you. So there's no way he got you in reality, but yeah. The game just teleports you onto his sword. And when that happens, he gets dark energy and he's like five times harder to hit. He hits twice as hard. Mm-hmm. He hits you twice, you're dead.
Yeah.
And again, he's another guy who waits for you to heal, and then he'll charge you when you heal. So, like, and I probably fought Sir Alon 25 times. It's shit. Ridiculously hard. Harder than any Dark Souls game I've ever played. And I don't think I blow at Dark Souls anymore. He's hands down, well, this DLC is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm not enjoying it at all.
Yeah, the hit detection.
I'm going to do the Sunken King next, but I might not.
Oh, play. My God.
The Sunken King.
Yeah, there's three.
Never ends, Mike.
You know, I have to ask you a question. This doesn't like pertain to Dark Souls completely, but you know, when do you feel like you haven't really completely beaten a game unless you do all the DLCs as well? Or is just for whatever reason, is Dark Souls like the only one that you're like,
you just can't get enough Dark Souls?
It's on there. I mean, I bought them. I'm going to play.
No, I hear you. I agree, Eric. You can't get enough Dark Souls. But if you're playing like, I don't know, fucking like Fallout. And you finished the base game of Fallout. Do you feel like you haven't really finished Fallout until you've done whatever DLCs are there?
Well, the DLCs are similar to this in that they come bundled with the Game of the Year editions that I have. So, like, they were already on the disc. I was going to play them.
Uh-huh.
But, like, if I got the game and then they released DLCs in the future that were extra,
okay,
I don't think I would ever buy them. I don't buy DLC. The only time I ever bought a DLC was Mass Effect because I really love Mass Effect. Now, pertaining to Mass Effect, I would agree that I didn't really finish Mass Effect unless I did the DLCs. But then again, I really like them. Like, it's the same with like the Game of Thrones novels. Like, I don't feel like I finished them. I'm still waiting for the other ones to come out at some point.
Oh, well, yeah, that's,
I mean, it's kind of like, I want to know all the chapters. I want to know all the stories.
You know, what's funny. Mm-hmm. He was, that author, not sorry to go on a tangent, but that author was just on R.R. Martin was just on Colbert and he's got a new book out.
Yes.
So the book is just like lore. It's just all this backstory to story that we kind of know has nothing to, it's basically like, it's, I don't think it's a novel.
The already existing content.
It's stupid. So like, Stephen Colbert is just like, now correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't you supposed to be writing the new book right now? Right. What are you doing here?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the truth. Like, dude. You know, come on.
Finish it up.
Let's finish it. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
He's like, it's like fucking waiting for a Tool album.
He's going to die before he finishes it.
He's like waiting for a Tool album. He'll die. Oh, absolutely. He'll die and then some flunky will take over it.
Yeah.
And like, it'll be ruined. It'll be terrible. Of course.
Yeah. It'll be like a team.
The Martians will come down and help Atlantis take over.
I mean, that's basically what they're doing with the show. Like, he's telling the showrunners, right, like his ideas.
Right.
And then they're just going like, okay, well, we'll just write them.
Right. They're compressing it into fucking six episodes and it's going to be rushed. Like the last season was rushed.
Way rushed.
Very rushed.
Too many things happened at one time. That is not how,
my opinion, very half-assed.
It goes. But I mean, I guess they don't really have a choice.
Well, they don't have a choice.
So whatever.
Do you know how many spinoffs you're going to see in that series though? Yeah, there's endless.
How many seasons are they on?
There'll be seven coming up.
Yeah. It's a good time. I mean, I could go like three more with this show. And I'm usually not like that. Usually when a show hits four or five, I'm like, yeah, let's end it. Like, I used to really like that show, Shameless. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that.
Yeah, I watched that for like, I don't know, eight seasons or something before I got tired of it.
Fucking hell, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, how many times can you do the same fucking thing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's a good show, but all right, Frank seems nice, and then he fucks up. Like, yeah. Entourage was the same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, fucking whatever his name was, you know, like, he did really well, then he got fucked. Then he did really well, then he got fucked.
Yeah.
For, like, 8 goddamn seasons.
Just wrap it up. Three.
Just wrap.
Three or four seasons.
3 or 4 seasons. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
That's I agree.
Lose interest after that.
So, take it away. You'll hear an update on the Sunken King.
Red Dead.
Yes.
Talking Red Dead.
Good music in this game. Different than the first one.
I was thinking, I thought it was funny because the game's so realistic, yet they have like electric guitar in the music.
Which wasn't around.
And it's just, no. It's like, I don't know. But it works.
Yeah. It really does. Every time a big plot point turns in the story they always like put you on your horse and then they turn to the cynic bad view, they have so many like awesome songs, you know?
Yeah.
It's the only time they have words in the songs when they.
I know. I mean, I don't know if the soundtrack's available yet, but I bought the first soundtrack for the first it's on the PC here. Mm-hmm. And, that music, even though it's just that Western twang, it's great to listen to in the car. It's weird.
Yeah.
You know, just the cruise to that.
That song when you first go into Mexico is so good.
Yeah.
The first game. With the guitar and
Yes.
It's fucking awesome.
Very good song.
No, it's not. Well, Dead Man's Gun is a good song. I think that's the song that plays at the end. I forget I know what you're talking about, but I forget what it's called.
I forget what it's called. I don't think there's any words to it, or maybe there aren't many. I don't know.
No, there are words there to are it. Words. It sounds like, who's that
sounds
guy?
Like a Johnny Cash song, kind of.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
It sounds like a Johnny
Cash. But a little more. Do you guys know who, Nick Drake is?
No.
It sounds kind of like Nick Drake.
Okay.
He's a folk singer.
He's a folk singer. Yeah. From like the 70s. Oh, yeah. He only put out like a couple albums. He's really good, but it's just that like guitar and vocals and like that's all it is. And, that's kind of what it reminded me of.
This has nothing to do with it, but I was flicking through the channels the other day and, you know, you flick on, channel 12. It's not channel 12 everywhere, but it's PBS. PBS. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were doing like a telethon, but it was like a Frank Sinatra telethon.
Oh, cool.
And, he was singing one of his, songs.
Right.
What's weird about Frank Sinatra is that he had such a niche and he did it so well that like nobody can become that good at doing that. There's people that have done it, right? Isn't that Bublé?
You mean like the lounge
thing?
Singer? Like, is that what you mean? Like, a
crooner?
You mean a crooner?
Okay, yeah, like a crooner. It is weird that he's like the only guy that can really do it that well.
What about Mel Torme?
No, he was different. Wasn't he like more of like a big band?
Take it back.
The trumpets and shit. And,
what about Tony Bennett?
Take it back.
Tony Bennett was more of like a jazz singer.
Yeah,
though.
I know.
Yeah. Like Sinatra would just, he was just talking.
All right, Red Dead 2.
He was the man.
Yeah.
He was the man.
So anyway, Red Dead 2.
I finished it last night.
Did you?
Oh, you're done?
I'm all done. It was everything I hoped it would be. I was so scared. Everyone knows how scared I was that they were going to turn it into a half-assed single-player experience.
Okay, yeah.
After all the money they made on GTA Online. But they didn't. They delivered in full. Great story. Everything about it's great. Epic. Epic in size.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Just the right length. I'll tell why later. I think they shortened it even more than I think they had more plan story wise than they wound up finishing with.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that when you guys finish it.
Who lived and died? Go ahead.
No, yeah. Other reason why. But yeah, it was everything I would have hoped to have been and more.
Okay.
It's a true legend. 10 out of 10.
Huh.
Love it.
I just got to chapter 5. So you know where I am in chapter 5.
I know where you are.
It totally takes a left turn.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm going to play it later today.
Yeah.
I'm behind. I'm about to get into chapter 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
Chapter 4 is a good chapter.
But I do have my first critique of the game, which is kind of the same problem I have with, me and Ryan were talking about a little bit about this.
That it doesn't have horseshoes in it? I know. It's devastating. It's not enough horseshoes, if you ask me.
In terms of like the power ups that you can get and by power ups, you know, obviously I mean like the guns that you can obtain.
Mm-hmm.
To me at this point, now you've finished the game, so you can tell me if I'm full of shit or not, but it doesn't seem like there's really like the first gun you can get in the game can be the gun you can use the whole game.
I use the carbine repeater for 90% of the game.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. It isn't really part of the, what makes this game is upgrading your weapons and upgrading anything for that matter.
See, I kind of wanted that.
I know. I can, you know what I mean? I can see that.
I guess it feels like, and they did a spectacular job with it, but it seems like they went real story heavy here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The whole game is story heavy. There's no side content. There aren't really there are side quests, but they're all story driven. There's no like, challenges that have to be done for the game, or it's not really a sandbox game. Mm-hmm. Other than there's poker and blackjack to play, really.
Yeah, I mean, there's other things to do. Like, if you don't want to do the missions, well, there's plenty of shit that you can do.
Right.
You know,
but it isn't like that. This one is what you're saying. There isn't plenty of shit to do besides the missions.
Well, no, I disagree. I mean, there's stuff to do. Like, if you don't want to go ahead and finish or do the missions, like, okay, well, I can hunt. I can do a challenge or something like that.
Right.
But, like, what you might get from the, like, you don't really, you get a little bit of, like, the experience from the challenges and certain things open up, you know, where you might unlock more weapons to get, but then you go and you get those weapons and, okay.
Yeah, what do you know? Yeah, they're not any more powerful than the other one.
You know, like when you first start playing BioShock, you're fairly weak, and then by the end of the game, you're fucking like you're unstoppable.
You're always like vulnerable.
Where,
in this game. It doesn't.
Well, no, in this game, it's like it's just a level plane. Like however you are at the beginning, other than like your health, you can get killed faster.
Just to say your meters, your health, and your stamina, and your Deadeye. As the game goes on, you upgrade them. But even then, I had them all the way, all three of those, all the way upgraded. You know, before half.
Oh yeah,
through,
I'm,
before even halfway through the game.
I'm about to finish chapter 3, and everything's pretty already much there. Upgraded, So let me ask you this: is there a point where, right now, whenever I use my Deadeye, I can only target one person?
Oh, it gets better.
Okay,
yeah.
That's because the first one was like that, and I was waiting for that, and it's not letting me do that. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe I have to like
eventually,
because in the first one you have to train with Landon Ricketts,
right?
And then you can start doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, fine.
Yeah, you will be able. Will be able to do that.
Good to hear.
Just so you know.
All right, good to hear.
I wish you could hitch your horse to a wagon, you know, and carry like a and drag a gun around,
yeah,
like a Gatling gun,
That'd
and just cruise around with a or a cannon,
yeah.
So you could just fuck shit up like royally whenever you wanted to.
Did you get to the part where you chew on books?
The Golden Books.
Yeah, the Golden Series. Yeah. Yes.
So yeah, the story wise, I mean, I'm not going to say what happens in the story, but it was slow, then it got quick, then it got, it's up and down, it seems to be. And there's a huge lull in the story right before the end. It might piss you off, Mike. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it gets very slow before it finally finishes. If there's any critique to it, I could put it, that would probably be it. And that there aren't any horseshoes. I would love to throw horseshoes. But other than
but
that.
But there's dominoes.
Other
now.
Than that. Yeah, dominoes is nice, but it's not fucking horseshoes, Mike.
You I know hated what I mean? Horseshoes.
I loved horseshoes. Why is there no fucking horseshoes? God, that pisses me off.
Because it was a game invented in 1912.
Was it really?
I don't know.
Get the fuck out of here.
Ass.
No, I'm on chapter 5, but I'm having fun with it. I just discovered a new town. Never knew it was there. On the upper right hand corner.
Oh, yeah.
I never went Ansburg? Up there. I think so, yeah.
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 I'm sorry to interrupt, but that town of St. John, I think it is, where it looks like the New Orleans Garden District.
Oh, St. Denis.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh my God. That is gorgeous.
It is beautiful. It's
just to walk around, not even do anything, just walk around. Yeah. It is beautiful. It's one of the most gorgeous things I've seen in a video game.
It is.
Yeah. It's weird talking about the game because you can't really say everything you want to say because you don't want to be a spoiler, you know, because I know Mike hasn't played it.
Yeah.
He's not where I am. I'm not where you are.
No, yeah.
So we can't
talk about.
We won't
talk about it until we're all done.
Yeah.
What we're doing.
And Rory waited too long. Fuck him. We're talking about it. I don't really care.
I don't get upset when people spoil stuff. It doesn't matter to me.
No? Why not?
See, I feel like this type of a game, though, it would because it's so story
heavy.
You don't
like the discovery, though.
I don't mind.
Of games.
It doesn't matter to me. I don't care. Like, if a movie came out tomorrow and everybody was talking about it and I wanted to see it, I would be like, I don't want to watch this. I don't want to hear it. Like, I don't care.
Then you're not invested in anything.
Right.
Like, yes, it does. Yes, it is. Like,
I'm a father. Take that back. Ass.
If you already know what happened, let's say The Sixth Sense.
Okay.
The Sixth Sense was ruined for me.
Oh.
Okay.
Ruined?
Wow.
Yeah.
I get that you can only experience the plot twist once. I'll totally grant you that. But I could still enjoy the film for the merits of
it. Here's the thing. I thought it was overrated when I watched it. I knew what the deal was, in case anyone hasn't seen it. Mm-hmm. But I knew what the deal was. And by the time it got there, I was like, okay. Like, did you ever see the movie Stir of Echoes? With Kevin Bacon?
No. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. He's a cop?
No, he's actually like a musician. He's got like a kid and like he sees like visions of like this girl getting killed. I thought it's very similar to The Sixth Sense. And I thought that movie was fucking way better than The Sixth Sense, Stir of Echoes.
Mm-hmm. When I hear Kevin Bacon, I zone out. I don't want to hear it.
Really?
Really?
Not a Kevin Bacon fan?
I don't care.
Kevin
Bacon. You know, like Footloose? What the fuck's wrong with you? Damn it.
We're going to shut this town down and not dance.
Wait, he's in Footloose? I thought that was fucking
It's a star.
No, you're thinking of Dirty Dancing.
Oh, you're right. Rory's right.
Yeah,
Rory's right.
Nobody puts Baby at the Quarterly with Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, I don't know if somebody was to tell me the story of the ending of Red Dead 2, I wouldn't be eager
to play
it.
Yeah, I feel like I would turn it off.
It actually pains me to say,
but it's, I feel like I'm playing a movie.
Yes.
I'm not really playing a game.
Correct.
And a lot of the times that bothers me when I play modern games. I don't really want to play a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes.
You feel like you're in the movie with Red Dead. I don't feel like I'm watching a movie. You feel like more like you're like
right, but it's less of a game. Mm-hmm. It's not really a game. You get some weapons, you shoot some people, you go to the next story.
Right.
There's nothing gamey about it. You know what I mean? Right. But that doesn't mean like I don't like it, but that's why I love like the Portal games or even like a game like Skyrim where like there's certain elements that make it a game.
Yeah.
You know, so if the story was ruined for me, well, then what
you're
the fuck?
You're missing all.
What the fuck am I playing this for?
You never read the last chapter of a book like halfway through it just to
no,
see
no.
Only if I unless planned it's on
shit.
Not finishing.
No. Yeah, unless it's shit.
I've done that. No, I don't. That doesn't bother me at all. I don't care at all.
But you read the last chapter first,
and then go back and finish the book.
I can skip ahead to the end to see how it ends, and then be like, "Oh, okay, I get it," and then I'll read the rest of the book.
Really? Oh, wow. What a waste! This is a waste of time.
No way.
You're wasting your time.
I can still enjoy the thing on its own merits.
Can you?
Sure.
Wow.
Well, after the first time you read, have you ever reread a book?
And never. I've tried to, and I can't do it.
I reread books all the time.
Really? Yeah, I've tried to read. I've tried to reread a couple books, and I can't do it because I know what the deal is.
I'm rereading Lord of the Rings right now. All 1,500 pages.
They're so long.
Doesn't bother me.
Where's your time? You have a child.
Plenty of time. Oh, dude.
Play Red Dead.
Right now?
Play Red Dead.
You're rereading fucking books.
Yeah, right?
Why can't
playing Dark Souls DLCs?
7:30 rolls around. It's Paw Patrol at my house.
Oh my God.
My daughter needs those puppy dogs to save people.
I go into the other room. I walk downstairs. They're watching that bullshit. I'm like, there's a TV and an Xbox 360 in the other room. Yeah, there's something to play.
Yeah. As long as they're entertained, who cares? I think,
especially the Rockstar.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
To me, it's all discovery when you're playing a story. That's the whole point, is to be like, oh, wow, I didn't see new shit every time you play.
And if I knew it was coming. Yeah, this one really, rewards you for, you know, adventuring out into places where there shouldn't be any reason to travel there.
Right.
But there's always something hiding out there in the middle of the fucking woods.
There wasn't a point to go and you probably wouldn't go.
Right, exactly. Right. It's like, well, why would I even bother? But you know there's somebody out there getting attacked by wolves, or there's somebody out there that's gonna pretend to be your friend and try to rob you or you know.
Did you do 100%?
No, because for 100% you have to like
it gets you have to probably refined like seven, every snake.
I'll tell you 70 what. 70 missions with a gold rating and shit. Like,
oh,
like that.
Really? Oh, yeah. So you got to replay missions.
Yeah.
It's very rare that I get a gold rating.
It's very demanding. Yeah, it is. Because
I usually
you don't
get
know
silver and bronze.
You don't know what they expect of you. Because a lot of them are time related.
Yes.
So you have to like finish the mission in 3 minutes. Well, fuck that.
Or even like headshots. You need 5 headshots.
I don't care. I kind of like when the missions go longer than I think they should. It feels more realistic in a way.
Yeah.
It's almost, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And every time I kill like 50 dudes and they're like, come on, we got to go. I'm like, fuck you. I have 50 bodies to loot. There's no way. Like, you're going to wait like 10 minutes, dude.
It's so funny. I leave with them.
Fuck that.
I'm always like, oh man, Mike is getting pissed. I better go.
They can wait.
I was playing a few days ago and I spent, good amount of time just exploring. Like I was gone for days.
Right.
Wasn't with the camp. And I was up in the middle of nowhere. I was all the way up north and I'm just checking out stuff. I was going to every little structure I could see just to look inside, loot and all that.
Right.
And I was up by this one house and a meteor came through the roof.
Right.
I didn't actually see it come through the roof, but I saw the guy's dead and I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Uh-huh.
And then I found I think it was a note or something like that. And then it said a meteor came
through.
It's
a meteor, yeah.
And guys were dead.
You pick it up.
Yeah. So I was dead I was away from the camp for fucking days.
Oh yeah.
And all of a sudden I'm like riding on the trail. I'm like, well, I better head back. I gotta get back in the story.
Yeah.
Bill Williamson shows up out of fucking nowhere.
And he goes,
where the fuck have you been? He's like, Dutch. He's like, Dutch needs you. He's like,
no shit.
Yeah, he comes like riding out of the woods.
Wow.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And I was so far away. And it gave me a choice. Was it like, you want to go back with Bill? Or just keep going on your own?
Yeah, fuck them, yeah.
So, but I did go back with Bill. Because I feel like if I'm away from the story for too long,
it's like
not watching a show for a month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might forget what's going on. You know what I mean? So I went back and, Dutch... he's in rare form.
He's in rare form.
He was mad.
He was. Yeah, he was a little pissed off.
I was
and ever since then, he's like, it's like he's had his grips on me. Like, he won't give me free. Like, it's all one thing after another now. He's losing his fucking mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See, Mike. Yeah, see, you can't really talk about it because
you can't. Don't fucking talk about it. I know,
Mike, you asshole.
God, oh yeah, it's my fault, Mister Dark Souls over here, Mister
asshole.
Mr. You guys been away from the camp that long where they send someone to get you?
No, that's never happened to me.
Really? Fucking
no, I've
weird.
Never been away that long.
Which I had one time where somebody I came back to the camp and I was riding with like Hosea and he said something to the effect of like, "While you've been out gallivanting and I've been away for that long, but I don't know if that was just scripted,
like, you call me?
Or that was because I was away for." However.
Yeah, but I've never had a game do that where I didn't even see him coming. The game literally just planted him behind me and he came riding around on his horse.
Mm.
You know, I've never had a game say, yo, get back to the fucking story.
Yeah, you're ruining the game for yourself. That never happened to me the whole game.
All right, guys, let's get to the discussion. We're going to talk
already.
Why can't 50 minutes in?
Yeah.
Why can't they make a good movie based on a video game?
I know.
Go, Mike.
Because it's two different mediums.
Okay.
And that's the bottom line.
Right.
It's like what really gets on my nerves a lot of times is when there's a book.
Okay.
And they make a movie out of the book.
Okay.
And what do inevitably everybody always say? Well, it's good, but not as good as the book. Why? You know why it's not as good as the book? Because it's not the fucking book.
And it doesn't have as much content.
Well, in your own mind, there's no budget. There's whoever who you want to be cast as the character. Mm-hmm. There's, you can have all the special effects you want. You can have all the timing and all the scenes and the shooting and the CGI in your head, you can't match your own head.
Of course not.
I understand what Mike's saying right there.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is that video games and movies should be so close in certain aspects. I feel a lot of the times the things go into books. The things that ruin the book. No, I said that backwards. The thing that ruined the movie that's based on the book.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the committee that designed the movie has destroyed the fucking book to make it more appealing to people that will never read the book.
Or never read the book to begin with.
Exactly.
But I see where you're going, but a lot of times they're also taking and fucking it up for lack of a better term.
Okay.
Because they need to adapt it for the screen and they need to make it work for the screen.
It's a different medium. You can't compete with your mind.
Right.
Like your mind has every variable possible.
Cause there are people like we were talking about Game of Thrones earlier. So like, you know, there's people who fucking love the books.
Sure.
Who kind of, they watch a show, but they're like, well, they cannot do everything in those shows.
I think absolutely. That's the problem.
And I think the same thing goes for video games.
Absolutely.
If you take, okay, Red Dead 2.
Let's say you take Red Dead 2. I'm going to make a counter argument to that, but go ahead.
If you take Red Dead 2, you have so much shit, and you also have so much shit where it's meaningless.
Okay.
But it's still fun because you're interacting. And what I mean by meaningless is riding around, hunting animals.
Doesn't translate.
Of course not. No. But it's fun in the gaming world.
Sure.
And it's what makes the game the game.
Boring as a movie.
And you take that out, what do you got? You got a John Wayne movie.
And it's just like a John book Wayne in movies. That you're talking about. A game could have 60 hours of content in it, and now you're trying to cram it into a 2-hour movie. It's just not going to fucking happen.
Okay.
Could do like a series on Netflix.
Here's my problem with that.
Yeah.
I feel that the main problem, there's truth in what you're saying. Okay. My issue is that I feel that they really half-ass video game movies.
They do.
It's not just we have to condense a 60 or a 40-hour experience into a 2-2.5 hour or not really 90 minutes in many cases expression of that in film. It's that they get the worst people with the worst props, with the worst special effects, and they take the worst aspects of the game. They don't translate the feeling of the game is what I'm saying. Like Resident Evil I've never seen any Resident Evil movie. You couldn't pay me to fucking watch a Resident Evil movie.
Right.
I think there's like 6 of them. I'm not even kidding. Not Alyssa Milano. What's her name? Who?
Jessica Alba?
No, it's not Jessica.
I don't know.
Who the fuck is the lead in the Resident Evil?
Jovovich. That's it. Yeah.
Something like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can only imagine the acting and like the plots and the scenes that they make her do.
Right.
When in reality, the plot, all it needs to be is she's a cop for whatever reason. She went to investigate a spooky mansion. Right. She got locked in and now there's zombies and she's got a gun.
Yeah.
If that wasn't a video game, if that was just the movie, that was a movie made by, I can't think of any horror directors right now, but if that was like a movie,
Wes Craven,
that might actually be a decent starting point to make a film.
So you think there was too much hype for it on account of people love the games and that's why it failed?
I think there's a stigma with video games and the art of film where they go, this doesn't have to be good.
Mm.
It doesn't have to be artistic, or it doesn't have to.
Well, they're selling the title.
Okay, but then you should appeal at least to the people who are into that thing you're making. You know, it should, if you're only making it, it doesn't have to be good. It only has to be good for that one group of people that are interested in it. Well, at least make it real to the true to the fucking game.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
But anyone who played the game, is most likely not going to enjoy the movie.
Right. Because they'll nitpick shit. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
So it's, I feel like you're kind of fucked if you're a producer or a director and you say to yourself, we're going to make a BioShock movie.
Right.
You're fucked.
I think BioShock could be a great movie.
Yeah. Oh, it would be excellent.
I mean, you can't obviously do all the scenes and all the levels and all the bad guys,
right?
Like the theme bad guys and stuff like that. But you crash in a plane into the ocean, you find a town that's in the ocean for some reason, and then you explore it and it's going to shit. That could easily be a film.
And you've been, oh my God. And you've been manipulated the whole time.
Sure, I feel like that'd be a great, if it wasn't called BioShock, it was just called City in the Ocean.
With the twist.
Well, they were supposed to make a BioShock
movie. Fucked up City in the Ocean.
Yeah, right.
Did you know that?
People know it's based on
They were supposed to make a BioShock movie and then it failed.
You're blowing my mind. See, movies aren't failed because they couldn't get funding.
Here, I'll find the article. No, they had everything ready to go. And I think a famous director, where's my fucking phone? There was a famous director who was doing it. I'll find it.
Yeah, Eric.
I was going to say, it's funny because the games that would make the best movies are already movies themselves, are already good movies themselves, like Halo, GTA, The Last of Us. I mean, how can you make a movie better than the game?
Halo a movie?
What? No, they're not. But I'm saying these games, they made a show, Halo show.
Okay. Yeah, there's a television show, but
either way, what I'm saying is they are not movies, but but they might as well be movies with all the cutscene and story that's already involved in it. How can you make the movie better than the game?
It contains a movie in the game already.
Right. And not only that, you are controlling the main character in the game. The story is happening the way you want it to. I mean, I think they're longer and more fulfilling experiences than movies anyway. I mean, they're making a Last of Us movie. How can the movie be better than the fucking game when we've already got the movie in the game plus the game?
It's interesting because could you take out, let's say you take out all the gameplay.
Right.
And you just watch cutscenes.
Yes.
There you go.
Not as good.
There's your fucking movie.
But so how can you make it better than the game when the game has the fucking game plus the movie already?
So you're saying the film can never translate.
I'm saying it couldn't live up to the game no matter what it did. And that doesn't necessarily mean they can't make a good movie from a game.
They're still good movies, but what I'm saying, like, movies are kind of taking a backseat to these series on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
They could definitely do a Last of Us on Netflix.
The movies are definitely dying.
That are an hour long.
Sure.
They could pull that off.
You can tell they're grasping at straws here because every fucking year, what are movies? It's sequels. Mm-hmm. It's comic book movies. It's remakes. Yeah. You know, rarely do you find an original, it's a historical drama. That's something that already happened. Yeah. There's very rarely is it an original story, because if you do have one, what are you going to have? Four movies a year? Seriously.
Right.
So you have to do sequels and remakes
Assassin's Creed movie is like a prime example of what's fucked up. Like before we talked about. Now, Michael Fassbender was the producer. He put money into it. He wanted to make that movie. He wanted to star in it.
Okay.
Admitting to not have ever playing the games and not have ever even played a video game since the mid-90s. Okay, now, why is he behind that? Why would you put your money behind somebody who doesn't fucking care about the source material? That movie was not bad, okay? Only because, I mean, it wasn't a good movie, but it wasn't as horrible as the ratings it got, but only because I knew the backstory of what was going on. I was watching it with, my ex-wife now, and she's going, this movie's stupid.
What episode is she going to be on?
And I paused the movie and I said, okay, hold on. Here's why this is happening.
Okay.
Right. And I went a half hour and described the whole story of Assassin's Creed and I blew her fucking. She went, oh my God, seriously? I was like, yeah. She goes, that's an amazing story. I said, I fucking know it is, but they didn't put any of that in here. Yeah. How are you supposed to know why this is happening when they didn't even fucking tell you? It's like they took bits and pieces and it doesn't make any fucking sense because you don't know the backstory to it. There's fucking the first three games, finest video game story, of all time, in my opinion. A lot of people disagree with that, But you could have done so much with that. You could have made three fucking movies out of that, and they all could have been good if you had just stuck to the source fucking material.
Yeah.
They didn't do that. They nitpicked shit, and it just, it was a mess.
Did they talk even about the not the time travel, the thing where they repress memories, or did they even gloss over that?
They do, but they do it in a different way because they can't do the animus. You know, the animus is the thing you lay in, like a tanning bed. Yeah, well, they couldn't do that. For whatever reason, it did, that didn't translate. So they put him in like this mech suit where he's hovering in the air and it just wasn't, exactly.
They could have just had a movie based on, you know, the Middle Ages assassin. Like they could have just made, this is a movie about assassins in the Middle Ages.
Exactly. Would have been better than what they did.
Might have been fun with that.
Right. But I don't know what was wrong with pretty much making the first game into a movie using only the source material. And then you could have had sequels because people would have been hooked at the end of that movie. At the end of the first game, the shit you find out, it's like, oh, wow, this is fucking deep. This is some Dan Brown Illuminati fucking shit. Okay.
I knew it.
I want to know more.
Right.
They could have done that. And a lot of the problem is the people that are making this shit don't give a fuck about the source material. And that's why you have the fucking Star Wars crowd fucking freaking out all the time. And any comic book movie that, you know, okay, I'm a nerd. Fine. I'm mad.
Well, there's a percentage of people that can't accept any iteration of that. Like Star Wars is a great example.
Right.
No, because it's not their own movie.
Right. Any bastardization of it, of whatever they perceive it to be. It's not good enough. It all sucks.
Right. But some of the things are black and white, like with the Assassin's Creed thing. Some of these things are black and white, it's, and they're flat out there, fucking changing it when it's unnecessary.
Right. Breaking news.
Breaking news from February 27th, 2017.
Okay, good. So it's a Facebook message. All right.
BioShock movie was literally 8 weeks from shooting. Gore Verbinski, that's the guy who did it. Lost BioShock movie adaptation was literally 8 weeks away from shooting before it was abandoned.
2 months.
This was on IGN UK podcast.
I wonder why.
Explained the film had taken shape in pre-production and that he had a clear vision of how it would turn out. You can read this. I'm not going to. It's a pretty long article. But yeah, this is on IGN.com. Chances are people have probably already know about this. Right. But yeah,
it's probably money.
8 weeks away.
Money, I would say the set pieces and the CGI involved with that would be
not the drug references. Not the drug references.
Is that a joke? I'm not even
understand. I mean, like, you have to inject yourself with needles all the time.
Oh, yeah.
To get,
well, that's
the plasmids.
A thing, too. Yeah. Right. But would they even include that in there? Like, this is what I'm saying. How does that translate to a movie?
See, the thing is, like, I don't know that would really work because the reason that was so cool is because that was you going into that world.
Experiencing
if that. I see a third person going into it, like, if I see fucking Tom Cruise going into Rapture, I don't know.
Right. It's not, doesn't
matter.
Whatever.
Have the same I'll watch 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea or some shit. I don't know. I don't know if that's why I don't think a lot of these movies or a lot of these video games and movies don't work.
Mm. All right. So it's my understanding.
How about Super Mario Brothers? That was great.
Well, Street Fighter. Well, Mortal Kombat.
I'll tell you
Fighter.
What.
The 90s Mortal Kombat was horrible.
Now, hold on, Michael.
Oh, God. Really, Eric?
Hold on.
It was better than Street Fighter.
I love Mortal Kombat, but it's only ironically. And my question to you guys was going to be, are there any video game movies you legitimately like? That's not ironically.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I'm not aware of any.
Like Mortal Kombat's so bad it's good. Like that Goro animation is terrible, absolutely terrible. And I can watch it over.
The dialogue is fucking ridiculous. You
oh,
will
it's
die.
Such a joke. Oh, it's so bad. But that's why it's good. It's one of those so bad it's good things.
Right.
Yeah, I cannot think of.
I will say one movie I like that I'm almost embarrassed to admit, but it isn't based on a game. It's based on a bunch of early games. It's Pixels with Adam Sandler.
I know.
Eric. Listen, look.
Oh, you like it?
It's a guilty pleasure.
Are you really?
I didn't hate it. I'll say I didn't hate it.
Eric,
I should hate it.
It's
I
so
know.
Bad.
It's not that bad.
Why is Kevin? What the fuck's his name? Kevin James.
Bacon, Kevin Bacon.
Kevin James.
Why
Kevin
is
James?
He the mayor?
I don't know. Does it matter?
He's a horrible mayor.
Okay, maybe I like that ironically too, and I just didn't realize that's why.
Why is Peter Dinklage in that movie?
Peter Dinklage is playing that guy that cheated at Donkey Kong.
Oh, that's right.
That's the character. He's playing that guy.
No.
What the hell was that piece of shit?
I never saw. Oh, fuck. The King of Kong guy. Billy Mitchell.
Billy Mitchell. That's it. He was playing Billy Mitchell. Oh, if you notice, he has the same hair and beard and everything. And he was the cheater in the movie.
Right.
So anyway. So
it's not based on, a game, but.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's not really based. It's based on old games.
It's based on like old arcade games.
Yeah.
When I hear Adam Sandler, I have to turn.
I know. It's I'm tough. Ashamed. I won't lie.
I thought that movie was fucking atrocious.
Never watch it. Won't watch it.
It's tough going backwards too. I mean, when they when they make games, like look at Roger Rabbit.
But those games, those
the other way around, it's still difficult.
You may make a movie. Make a game off of a movie.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but they, I mean, they could have made Roger Rabbit better than what, I mean, it's garbage.
But they, but
they could have made Jaws
they have,
better.
But they have
Jaws.
More, they have more success that
Predator,
way.
Predator was awful, the first one.
Yeah, but they have more success the way you're talking about than the other way around.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like
a lot of those games can't be made into, like, you can't make a Mario Brothers video game. You can make a Mario Brothers.
You mean movie.
Right.
You can't make Mario Brothers does not translate into a movie. You can make a cartoon series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where like they have individual actions and events, but like an actual film. I don't agree that that could be a translate.
Isn't it weird that they didn't try
like
Tetris the movie?
Right.
Isn't it weird they haven't tried like a Zelda movie?
Yeah.
You know, like there's certain games where you're like a Metroid movie.
Right. But then what would the Zelda thing would like, okay, goes through the Lost Woods.
Well, you know what? I feel like though, if you're smart, if you're smart enough, since there is no story there.
Right.
You can do something.
Right.
Just as long as you follow the lore.
Yeah.
The problem with Zelda is that it would be very goofy live action.
Yeah.
Really goofy.
I know. And you're Link. Link is so jokey.
Yeah, he is.
You know?
He's a clown.
Excuse me.
Like, I always thought like Donkey Kong would be a good movie, but
I won.
Not like a movie. Make it like 24. You know what I mean? Like the show 24. We're like,
wait, Donkey Kong?
Yeah, like the original Donkey Kong.
The show 24.
Yeah, I had to wait, like,
what?
Wait, what?
The president has been kidnapped. Like, call Donkey Kong.
There's not enough story, right?
So yeah, not at all.
No, I mean the original. Like, you know, when Mario has to climb the ladders.
Yeah. You're going to make a movie.
So make it like that's 24.
That's pixels,
like
by
it starts
the way.
24 hours,
like,
but 1 hour at a time. So yeah, what?
He moves out and he's on the bottom.
5 feet in the first episode?
Yeah.
What?
Like each episode's a level. But there's a lot more to it than that. It would be more.
Ryan, there would better be.
Intricate.
Ryan, if you didn't own the studio, we would never have you on the show. I got to tell you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, listen, we would.
We all know Ryan is the star of this fucking
Absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely. We just
Let's
show
not
up.
Not fucking pretend this isn't Ryan's show. And we're all just living on it.
Exactly.
Every week it's a different ladder. Mark climbs up. Are you kidding me?
But that's the whole thing. That's what they do. They try to make
this ladder's made by Binford Tools.
They try to take things that are really complicated and make a simple movie. Take a simple thing and then make it a little bit more complicated. Like
I know where you're going with.
You can do a lot more little. Like you can make a story about, you know, vacuuming or whatever. Like if you really wanted to.
No, you could.
Yeah, you could.
Remember, there's lights on a vacuum. We forgot about that one.
Details you gloss over.
I want a light on a vacuum.
It's when you think you can tackle a lot and then, you know, it falls apart.
You fall over yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to think small. Think small.
Baby steps.
Right.
So I got something that I thought was a success. Okay. I really enjoyed, now it's not a movie,
okay,
but I really enjoyed, I really enjoyed the Castlevania.
Okay,
anime
I saw
series.
The first episode, and whoever that maniac was that in the very beginning, we were laughing our ass off when I reported breaking news that the way he was saying this was dark as fuck and it'll be violent.
Right,
he was right. I've only seen the first episode, but it's already this is fucking this is hardcore.
It's good.
It's very good.
It's very good.
Yeah,
it's very good. And you know what? You know what they do, Eric? What? They follow the source material.
There you
it's
go.
All based on Castlevania 3.
Right.
If you play Castlevania 3, and there's not much story to Castlevania, to Dracula's Curse either.
Right.
But there's enough there to make a little miniseries out of, and it all works.
Do you think they could make a live-action Castlevania?
Yes.
I absolutely think they could.
Do you
think so? I think if they did, they would fuck it up unbelievably.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because
the gist of it is, guy with a whip goes to a spooky castle, kills everything in it to stop Dracula because Dracula's an asshole. That could be a great movie.
Absolutely.
Why can't
I don't think that would be a good. That would
why
not be
can't
entertaining.
They? Oh, I can't.
Because
can't hear that, Ryan.
It would only be entertaining.
I can't hear that.
I can't hear that.
It would only be entertaining if you made who would be the star?
See?
Who would be the star in it?
It does come down to the actor. They have to be likable. But I
not
feel
that
like
too. Just the way they are. Like, don't make them like a
the guy who plays Jamie on what you call
oh my God.
Jamie Lannister?
Lannister.
It's like a French name, like it's Walder.
Oh my God.
I think he should play him.
The guy, that's
you
a
like
great
that
choice.
Whoever's listening out there, make this goddamn movie.
That is
like
a great choice.
Thank you.
No, you don't, that's
beefy.
What I mean. You don't want him like that.
He can't be a beefy guy.
You're right. He can't be like The Rock or anything like that. No. Oh, now I'm excited.
Oh, see, I'm making this shit. I'm doing it with all my $0.
Whoever's listening out there in Hollywood.
But I feel like Castlevania could easily be a film, not just like a live action series where it's like 15 parts, like an HBO series,
or right.
like a Netflix series.
Yeah, like
so that
legit.
Would work as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the anime is excellent. It's well mm-hmm. done. It follows the source material. It kind of branches off more than the source material, like the fight between the church and the Belmonts
mm-hmm.
and like right. their denial of like Dracula. Like there's that whole little subplot. I haven't seen the second season.
So you also get like
one I don't year.
I don't know that you get this in the games, but like the whole thing with Dracula and why he's an asshole about how the church murdered his wife. Oh, spoiler alert!
Right yeah, in the very beginning. Yeah.
yeah, he's not just evil because he's evil.
Because he's a
evil
dick.
Because they dicked with him first.
Right, right. And he just so happens to have magical powers.
Yeah, yeah. They fucked with the wrong guy.
Let's say you took a movie or a video game like Mario, right?
Okay.
But you don't want him to be Mario. In the world of Mario, like looking for Koopa,
uh-huh.
do it like almost in a way where,
like,
all right, so the video games are done, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's washed up. Let's say he's washed up. Pick a character that's washed up. Who's washed up?
You.
Well, the Noid. Let's say the Noid, right?
Okay.
So the Noid, one day gets a job. He's back delivering pizzas.
Okay.
He shows up at a party.
Okay.
At the party, it's a bunch of old characters who used to be in video games. Uh-huh. They kind of met up. They were on a Facebook site together. Kind of okay. like, you know, retired characters nobody wants anymore.
Okay.
Right? And then so he delivers the pizza. And
he's maybe, washed up.
So Mega Man comes to the door.
Mm.
He's like, oh, it's a Noid.
Awkward.
Know? Gives right. him the money.
Awkward.
But the Noid kind of looks in and he sees like...
all his old buddies.
Luigi, the Battletoads. Uh-huh. Like, you know, they're all sitting on the couch just having a good time.
Of course, it's the Battletoads.
It's all of them.
He answers the door, it's Mouser from
But
Mario
they don't
too.
Work anymore. They're
the
all
Black Marble.
So they're all unemployed.
Black Marble. Okay. Uncle Fester.
What happens is... No, get rid of the Noid.
Okay.
The all game right, genie, right, got the it. Game, there's a guy, the game genie. The game genie delivers the pizza.
Okay.
Right? So the game genie sees like the Noid, right. the Battletoads, they're okay. sitting on the couch, they're playing like charades.
Sure.
And he peeks in and goes, well, all these, I haven't seen these guys in years. They're not working anymore.
Uh-huh.
He's the game genie. And he goes, guys, you're in luck. Right? He goes,
infinite I'm
the
lives.
And they're like, oh, you are the game genie. And Mega Man goes, oh, you're the fucking game genie. And he's like, yes, I can grant you 3 wishes or do a code. I can put you all back to work. Here's what they do.
Okay. What the fuck? Go ahead.
I'm trying to make this up now.
You're making it up as we go? You mean you haven't thought of this?
Right.
You're just in your brainchild?
So the game genie, what the game genie does, they agree. Like the Battletoads, they all talk to Noid. And there's probably like Luigi might be there. Birdo is probably there.
Uh-huh.
So they want to get back. And they're evil at this point. Like they're angry. They're bitter. They want to get back at the fact that they don't work anymore. So the game genie tries to screw the players now. Like he goes, we're going to make games so hard that it drives everyone fucking crazy.
And so then, the normal game.
Huh?
Yeah, pretty much. Battletoads.
So the normal game without.
Well, this would be a movie. Genie. This would be a movie I want to see. Like, I don't want to see them.
This would be a movie I want to see.
I don't want to see them. I don't want to see them in their game, in their element. Like, I want to see Mario, like, you know, just like working at the casino.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. That was a convoluted way of getting there.
Well,
I see what you're saying.
Like, maybe Mario's feeding horses or something.
Right.
Track,
okay.
You know, and
okay, but that's not a Mario movie.
And they get the band back together sort of thing?
Maybe there's not a lot of dialogue. It's just Mario.
What he's saying is he wants to see that character out of its element.
Oh, okay.
But why? But
then it doesn't make it Mario.
Then it's not a Mario movie.
Anybody that failed at life.
No, I know, but it is. But it's just them now. It's just seeing what they're up to.
So he's retired.
Okay.
Right. They're all retired.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I'm not interested
in that.
I don't want to see a bunch of retired video game
Maybe
characters.
There's a market for that.
You want to make the Red movie.
Right. Well, they kind of become
based
criminals.
On a comic book.
What is this?
The Bruce Willis movie, Red. You want to make the Red comic book.
Oh,
movie.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They're all ex-spies.
No, it's not like
Ocean's 11.
Yeah, it might be a little bit like.
Yeah, but they're still like
Ryan,
thieves.
I don't want to see Princess Peach.
But not a hero thing.
You understand?
More. It would probably be more depressing, I think.
Okay.
But, you know, the world needs that. I mean, to take like, well, they don't need to be that. Depressed. But what I mean is you've seen all these characters are awesome in games.
Right.
You know, put them in the real world. See how they do then, you know? It might be kind of depressing.
Yeah, like that heroin movie with Jared Leto. What the fuck was the name of that?
That's Trainspotting?
No,
it's Trainspotting.
I forget that.
I think it's called Eric's Life. It's terrible.
So
anyway, guys,
anyone else want to see
a Requiem movie of a Dream?
Oh yeah,
with starring Mario.
Oh my god, that is dark as fuck.
Yeah, wouldn't you like the? Yeah. That would be a shocker. Like that would be a shocker.
I would see Mario and Requiem.
I would text Mario saws his arm off because it's infected from needles.
Right, so I'll tell you what, that movie will make you never do fucking heroin.
Absolutely,
they should show that movie in every school in the fucking country because no kid will ever touch heroin.
Imagine if that was like Sonic or something. See, I would text you guys if I saw a movie like that. I'd be like, I gotta let these guys
Sonic
know.
Sonic would be doing math.
Like,
he's so fast.
Yeah.
I gotta let these guys know.
All right. You guys want to get on to Mega Man 3?
Yeah.
Man 3. What an awesome, awesome song. Awesome track.
Fucking build
classic
up.
NES. The sequel to Mega Man 2. Mega Man 3.
Mm. Is that great game. To
solid game.
A great game. All right, guys. That was it.
Peace out.
So it's hard. I was thinking about it. It's kind of hard to talk about this game without comparing it to 2, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, that's really the basis of my whole conversation. Do you know? Yeah, I mean.
How do you follow 2? 2, in my opinion, is damn near perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
With the exception of one boss.
Sure.
It's pretty much a perfect NES game.
Which one?
The boom beam trap.
Oh, yeah. That fucking thing.
There are no moments in this game like that.
No.
There are no parts in this game where you go, oh, motherfucker, this part.
I think some of the platforming in the Doc Robot stages are brutal.
I think the Doc Robot stages in general are not so much brutal, but unnecessary.
Yeah.
I find them boring.
Yeah.
There's no reason. I don't really know why. I don't know. It was just like a half-assed reason to extend that game. And I think that the Doc Robot stages are the one blemish on the game. Mm. And it's not even that bad.
You're talking about the filler levels between Dr. Wily.
Yeah, where they bring back the enemies from the
first. I agree with that. That started a trend in the other games that carried over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I believe it's filler material and it's not necessary at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just go right to Wily.
Right to Wily. Yeah. And the other thing that was rough too is when you play, I guess we might be getting ahead of ourselves a little bit, but when you play and then you fight the Mega Man 2 characters again and they're harder.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Right.
But you have to relearn.
Yeah.
You know, okay. All right. I have Gemini laser. Well, who does that go with?
Yeah.
And that's a little tricky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, lucky for me, I played this game 5 years ago for the first time because we all know my thing with Mega Man. I played the first one when I was a kid and I never touched it again until I played all of them.
Yeah.
1, 2, and 3, you know, five years ago for the first time again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to at least see which bosses I should fight in which order. And I'm not going to lie, I wasn't going to continue to die on the fucking boss guessing every fucking weapon. So I looked up which weapon
I did
him.
Too. Yeah,
so if I had to do this when I was a kid though and keep trying to guess without like the strategy guide, I would never finish this game.
Now,
never.
With the original, like not the Doc Robot guys,
the Doc Robot guys for the most part. Yeah.
There's two paths you can take one of the nice things about Mega Man 2 is you can do several different, like you can start with Air Man if you want. You can start with Metal Man Flash Man. There's a lot of people you can start with. In this game, generally there's only two that you really kind of want to start with, Top Man or Snake Man.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons you start with Snake, cause there's like, if you start with Snake Man, I think the order of progression is like Snake Man.
Mm-hmm.
Gemini Man and then Needle Man, and then starts a whole new progression with like Top Man, Shadow Man, Magnet Man,
some
stuff
of the
like
names,
that.
Man. Hard Man and Top Man.
Hard Man.
Come on, guys.
I love the
terrible.
The roster is unimaginative.
It's not as good as 2. They started to lose.
This is where it gets real.
Yeah,
bad.
They started to lose.
The roster in this one, I think, is bad charming. Like, it's cute. Like, Top Man.
No, it's stupid.
Hard Man.
Top Man's pretty bad.
It's pretty stupid.
Yeah, but he's got that stupid top on it. I'm not saying he's a good guy, but I'm just saying he's a great character. He's ridiculous.
I'm not defending his actions.
He's ridiculous. Shadow Man with the star on top of his head.
Yeah.
Hard Man is just like this fat
Shadow
guy.
Shadow Man's pretty cool. Yeah,
Snake Man.
Snake Man is wearing a costume.
Yeah, he's wearing a costume. Yeah.
That's
I love it.
It's funny.
I love it.
Not even a robot. This game was the hardest Mega Man. It was way harder than 1 and 2.
I thought it was harder than 2 for sure.
1
is, I don't have patience for 1, so maybe that's why I think 1 is harder.
I think 1's harder.
I actually think this is, 1 is definitely harder, and I think this is the, only because you can have up to nine energy tanks in this game.
Yeah.
In the first one, obviously you have nothing.
I didn't know that.
In the first one, you have nothing.
Drops though for health in this one is the second one. That's for sure.
No, there's not.
No, but you're playing the second one on normal.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't hate myself. I would never play it on hard.
I didn't feel like the weapons were as effective in the levels.
There's no equivalent to Metal Blade in this.
No, there's not. No. You can't just beast through everything.
I use Mega Buster most of the time.
Yeah.
You know, there was no need to use anything else.
That was one of the nice things with 2 was like you could essentially replace your Mega Buster with Metal Blade just play in this game. You're right, Ryan.
Right.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
Right. You know, like there's situational things where, okay, let me pull out Magnet
Beam. They had that in 2 with the Crash Man. You would use the Leaf Shield and stuff like that when you were on the platform going.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
There wasn't too many moments in this game like that where I needed to use a weapon during the level. at a certain point to get through.
That's true.
I don't think so.
That big robot thing, Gemini, the Gemini weapon works real good on the thing that spits out the missiles that follow you, that track you, the big red. You use Gemini, laser on him, it kills him in two shots, I think.
Yeah. You know the...
And then if something's on the shadow... thing is good if there's something on a ladder, like if you have to shoot upward, up
or Magnet Man, those giant snake things, that shoot the red balls out. Hard Man,
pain in the ass.
Hard Man, two shots with those things.
Hard Man,
you hard knuckle the shit out.
Hard knuckle
the rush jet. I used a lot.
Oh yeah, sure. Fly over bullshit. Yeah.
So that's broken.
What do you mean?
If you're standing on rush jet, if you're just standing on there, the energy meter depletes. Mm-hmm. But if you jump, nothing happens. So you can ride that rush jet the whole time and just hit jump. Nothing happens. There's a couple things in this game that are kind of broken for our advantage, because apparently it was rushed. This game was rushed out.
I believe that, because there's a lot of fucking slowdown. Yes. If your game can't handle everything that's on the screen, take the fucking shit out of it. How fucking hard is that?
Yep. Okay, as a glitch, it's not the emulators itself, like the main screen when you're selecting.
Right.
Yeah. The bottom right. I think Shadow Man, there's a glitch around his portrait.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not the emulator. It's actually in the game itself.
Right.
Do you guys know about the whole second controller?
Yes, you can jump.
You can jump extra high, and you can also
kill yourself.
You can also kill yourself, bring your health meter. If you jump into a pit and then you hear the choo-choo-choo, you hear like the death sound,
right?
The meter goes down, but you hold, I forget what it is.
Hold right on second controller.
Okay.
Really?
And you can jump, you have moon jumps, and you're invincible.
Was this intentional by them, or did they fuck up?
I think it's a fuck up, but you can't shoot.
You have to use one of the boss weapons, like needle cannon.
So you can easily get through the level.
Huh. Be invincible.
And be invincible, right.
Wow.
That's actually how I beat the game the first time.
Cheating.
Me and Jordan, my buddy Jordan.
Okay.
Yeah. I had to cheat. I got to a certain point where I'm like, I can't fucking, I thought the game was way too hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is out of the first three, I think this is the easiest one.
Wow. Mm. I think the second's way easier.
I just think your life drains fast. Like, to get through a level. Yeah. Mega Man 2, I can kind of dodge stuff.
You gotta learn
stuff.
How to use Spark Shock.
This game was I kept it. Who's the red guy? I forget what his name.
Magnet Man.
No, the one that shows up like halfway through every level.
Oh, Proto Man.
The whistle. Proto Man. Yeah, every time I hear that whistle, I'm like, yeah, what the fuck? I don't like how you have to fight him all the time.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of drama, cool, but
I don't, you know.
He winds up taking, even if you know what to do against him, you know, he still winds up hitting you.
Some of your life, right.
Yeah. Now, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Mm. His name means something.
Yeah.
Proto.
He's Mega Man's brother.
Oh, yeah.
He's Robot Zero.
Yeah, but you find that out later. Right. Zero. Right. That's what I thought his
Mega
name
Man
was.
Mega Man is Robot One.
But don't they call him Zero?
No, you're thinking of the dog.
You're thinking of
the amount of cookies that Cookie Monster eats.
You're thinking of Mega Man X, the guy who wears like the red suit with the sword.
Isn't that the same guy?
No, that's Zero. That's a different person.
What the fuck?
Proto Man.
It's a plot hole.
They're different series. No, it's not a plot hole at all.
Yeah, Mega Man X doesn't follow the classic series.
Oh, okay.
Something different.
Right. I like Mega Man X.
So do I. We'll have to do that one day.
Yeah, it's a shame that we're covering Mega Man 3, right?
Yeah.
Let's fuck it. Let's just talk about Mega Man X.
Fuck it. I really enjoy this game. I agree. I'm more on Mike's team. I think this is actually an easier game compared to the other ones. Like 4, 5, and 6, in my opinion, are actually a lot cheaper in a lot of the ways where like they gank you ready to jump. Yeah. Like you jump over a pit, a guy jumps out of it, you fucking fall and you die. Mm-hmm. Like 6 is notorious for that shit. Yeah.
I like the slide in this, the addition of the sliding.
Yeah, that is cool.
That's a way to get away from a lot of the bullshit enemies, you know?
Nice thing, because it's their way of making up for not being able to duck.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so
right.
you can, I mean, it makes like fighting Top Man like a fucking piece of cake.
Right, right.
You don't even have to get hit by
his weapon sucks. Top Man's weapon.
Oh, it's the worst. It's the worst Mega Man weapon.
You just spin in the air? Like, how am I even supposed to use that?
Right. And you got to hit up or something.
Yeah. Oh, there's another glitch. So another glitch is, when you're fighting Wily is actually vulnerable to topspin. The problem is you can't really get close to him.
Okay.
Or if you do, when you jump into him, it's a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the glitch is if you stand on rush jet, fire your weapon. You can pause in this game, fire your weapon.
Okay.
And then select the topspin, and the weapon, even though it's a pellet, turns to topspin. And then it goes in, even though it's a pellet, the game thinks it's the top spin, and it kills him in one,
yeah,
in one
shot. I never knew this. I watched a speed run of this just to see it, and he killed him. I thought you had to use search snakes. I thought you had to jump.
That's how I always beat him.
And then jump off a ledge and hit him with two or three search snakes, right, like three times, and it'll kill him.
Right.
I watched a guy jump off the rush coil, turn into top man, spin, kill him in one hit. I was like, what the fuck? I just learned something. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, the gorillas were annoying. Right? Oh, how do you kill them, by the way?
The magnets.
Yeah,
well, magnet beams.
If you don't know that, you're fucked. The gorillas will fucking kill you.
But that's the cool thing with this game, is to like, all right, I'm constantly dying here. Let's try something.
Yeah, but if you didn't get the magnet yet, let's say you don't have the fucking magnet.
Oh, yeah, you gotta.
That's what I'm saying. Then
you gotta start moving around. But that's how Mega Man works.
Yeah, but two was different. One was different. You gotta get through a level. That's what I'm saying about the levels in this one.
That's it's a lot of guess and check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they call them jump and shoot, man.
Like, they should have gave you something else that you could handle these gorillas with.
You know, three and one probably have more in common other than the
you don't hear that phrase
E-tank.
A lot.
Yeah.
Right.
In that, like what you're saying, like you're not really using, you're not like in Mega Man 1, you're not using the power ups that you get that much.
Only Elec Beam.
Only on bosses.
But I think that's part of the fun is using
three's kind of the same one. Yeah. It is.
And when you don't need to use them or you don't, you know.
Yeah. A lot of them drain really fast too, like the magnet weapon. They drain your energy.
Yeah.
It drains the weapon energy real fast, which sucks.
I think they were trying to
dying, and like you're on your third run at the boss, and you fucking need the magnet. It's just like, well, you don't have any. You're fucked. You might as well just die and start all over again. Fuck off.
Right.
Come on.
I thought Needle Man was a lot like Metal Man.
Yeah, but he's a weak. It's weak.
He's weak. Yeah.
You know.
No, not his weapon. Just when you fight him.
Oh,
similar. He does like the three shots. It's almost like the metal blade he's shooting at you. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to beat him. I beat him pretty easy.
Gemini laser on that guy.
Is that what you did?
Fuck that guy.
Gemini
laser is like the doofiest of all the lasers.
It's pretty shitty.
Bounces around the room and you have to like angle it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not actually good. It's actually an extended margin room. Like it actually scales down a little bit so you can see the laser, like the full room.
Yeah.
I hate that weapon.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
It's a shame too, because when you first like shoot it, you're like, oh, that's cool. And then you realize this doesn't do anything.
There's a lot of time because you can't switch. If you miss and it's bouncing around, you're locked in. Yeah, you can't even switch your weapons.
I can't think of one weapon that I enjoy using in this game.
Shadow Blade.
I like
that's good. You could shoot that in different directions, right?
Yeah, I wish it went further.
So yeah,
that's the only problem, right? It only goes like halfway through.
There's a hang up with all of them.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Hardman
sucks because it's so slow.
Right.
But, we're so spoiled with, the fucking, Metal Blade.
Metal Blade, yeah.
You know, like you can't get any better than that.
No.
Yeah, but he had
eight directional shots all the time. And you can shoot like 15 of them.
Right.
Before you lose a damn bar.
Right.
Yeah.
Like it's insane how little they're valued. Unlike, say, like the Shadow Blade, which is kind of slow and it can go in eight directions, but you don't get as many shots.
No.
Not nearly as much.
So the part I did like, I thought it was cool when the Mega Man 2 guys made a cameo.
You did like that part?
Yeah, I thought it was neat. Not many games do that.
I don't care for that at all.
Rory thinks it's forced.
Forced?
It's a little too much.
I
don't
care for it at all.
I agree with Rory.
Really?
I feel like those four stages could be cut out of the game and it would only improve the game.
Yeah.
I don't.
They're tedious. Really
I don't like
tedious.
I get what they're going for. Like, they're ruined levels and like there's a different robot, although they couldn't be bothered. What's with the robot taking the program of the ghost of the robot? Why couldn't you just fight the robots rebuilding?
I was thinking the same fucking thing.
What's the point? You already built the sprite.
Yeah.
It's in the last fucking game. Yeah. Is it the same engine? I have to assume it is. Or maybe it isn't because it has sliding.
I don't know. It looks so similar.
Fuck that. Like, that's lazy.
There's also a part in the Needleman Doc Robot stage where you have to use Rush Jet to get all the way across.
And if you die and you're
fucked.
You have to die and
start the whole damn thing over again. That's game breaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a game breaking mistake.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like I'm shitting on the game. I fucking love this game. It's one of my favorite games of all time.
I like it.
But it just sucks that those levels, in my opinion, if you took out those levels, or you know what, if you even just minus two of them, I think you got a fucking perfect NES game.
Yeah. It's longer than it needed to be.
Yeah.
It's the first game with Rush.
Which was fun.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, like Eric said, first game with the slide. That was great.
Rush Jet, the Rush Jump, the recoil, and then useless.
The Marine.
The Russian Marine.
The
Russian
Marine. I've never used that ever.
I love it.
You use once.
I've never used it.
I only use it twice. The one level in Gemini Man and Wily. You use it again on the Wily to avoid spikes.
Oh, that's
just,
right.
You can just float over them and then get out of it and you drop down and you avoid them.
I will say that the Wily Castle is so fucking easy.
Yeah, it's what, yeah.
Only because, like, I think you get like six energy, if like all throughout, like, you get six energy tanks.
Yeah.
They just load you up with a ton of stuff. Cool.
They just give you stuff.
I think the dock robot levels make it seem easier. You know what I mean? Probably. On account of how, what a pain in the ass they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck.
It's good. I mean, I don't know.
It's not too.
It's not too. It doesn't have the charm.
You expect it to be better than the previous, every iteration to be better than the previous.
Oh, man, I think it's close, though.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I think it's close.
Damn, it's damn good.
I don't think the level design is, you know, imaginative. You know, I don't think it just seems not watered down, just not as much, I don't know how to say it, like as love went into it, you know? I don't know. Well, it just seems
like
that
too was a passion project.
Yeah, I mean, you could just tell that it was like a, you know, it felt rushed. Like, it didn't need to be that long. And what they did, it felt like, you know, they rushed some things where it could have taken a little more tender love and care to get 100% right. And then maybe it could have been as good as two.
Mm-hmm.
Is this expensive if you were to buy the card? Oh, it's not?
I think it might be like.
What's the expensive one? Five?
Five is the expensive. Five's the one. One and five are expensive.
It's like cheap. It's $20.
Wow.
$20 game.
That's it. It's a notch behind Mega Man 2.
Sure.
I say it's worth it.
The music's not as good.
If you have an NES.
I don't think the bosses are as fun.
Yeah. I mean, if you loved Mega Man 10.
And I don't like the fact that there's no use for the weapons on the stages.
This
is kind of
more of the same.
So I'd say a couple notches below
Mega
Man 2. What did you give it?
If I gave Mega Man 2 like a 10, let's say,
okay,
I would give this like an 8.
That's where I'm at, 8.
Yeah.
An 8 out of 10 for Mega Man 3.
It's a 9. It's not as good 9. As 2, but it's still damn good. Mm. One of the best on the platform.
Mm. I'm going to go 8.
Okay.
Yeah, 8, 8 and a half.
Yeah.
8.7. Let's do 8.7.
There you go.
It's solid. I cheated.
I give it a Shadow Blade.
Give it a Richter scale.
There you go. A Shadow Blade.
I also didn't like, you know, when the Mega Man 2 guys came down and they went into the boss, the ghost guys.
Yeah, that's what Rory was saying. Like, why even do that?
I like that idea, right? But they didn't do it all out. Like when the guy became Mega Man Metal Man.
Right.
The blades weren't the same blades. And it didn't make the sound effect.
Yeah.
So it was like a half-assed.
Yeah, it was like an orange. It was like an orange color.
Yeah, so I didn't like that. It was like, well, if you're going to do it all the way.
Right.
Or get him the fuck out of there.
Well, I agree with Rory. Like, if you're going to actually bring the guy down, why does it have to be in this thing, mech or whatever? Right. Just bring him down as Metal Blade or Metal Man.
Yeah. But yeah, it could have been cool if they didn't. I don't know.
It was cool.
He takes magnet missiles.
Hey, let me ask you this. Okay, so out of the trilogy, so we've talked about this. We all know Eric's answer to this. But like, out of the trilogy, Rank these games. Like 1, 2, and 3. How would you rank them?
I would go 2, 1, 3.
Eric?
2, 3, 1.
Rory?
Identical. 2, 3, 1.
2, 3, 1 to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, that does it.
You like the first game better than this game?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I like the first one better.
Really?
Yeah.
Unconscionable.
Man. Huh.
Even though the first one, the replay value is not as high, because once you figure out one,
it's a piece of cake.
It's done.
Yeah.
There's no, you know what I mean? Like, it'd still be fun to play, but there's no challenge after you.
Yeah. Because at least with, like, these two games is, like, you can, like, with the second game, it's like, oh, I'll start with fucking Airman and go that route. And, you know, you have a different set of weapons and it could be different. Same thing with 3.
Mm.
With the first one, you start with Bomb Man, you go, you just go the same way.
Yeah, so that about does it. You guys hungry? Let's go eat.
Yeah, sausages.
You can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This. Check out our website, emulatethis.net. Until next time. Next week, we're going to be talking Warcraft 2. Right?
And Warcraft 1.
Say again?
Both Warcrafts.
We're talking both Warcrafts. All right, 1 and 2. See ya.
Peace.
Because he's so magical.